it's time for another installment of our Letters from the Laurel Highlands, and joining us is our esteemed naturalist, Paul Wigman. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you, Matthew.
Well, you know, as we get into the beginning of the spring season, as we're looking ahead, the one thing that you can always count on is wind.
And wind. And more wind. Yes. This is the time of the year when, as the sun is moving further up in our sky, we're heating air. So wind is really solar power. It's warmer air rising because it was heated by the sun. But right now we're on the edge between warm, wet, ooh, I love that, warm, wet tropical air. I think I'm headed for the equator right now. And on the other hand, on the other side is this cold, dry, polar air. The line between them is a clash, is where these two masses of air are bumping together and giving us weather.
So it's the battle of the air masses.
It's the battle of the air masses.
Now, a lot of people would recognize, you know, as you get closer to spring, sometimes we have a very warm few days, so episode of nice, mm-hmm. very warm, sure. sort of spring-like weather. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, you'll notice, instead of being in 50 degrees, it's going to be 30 degrees.
Right.
And there's always just a huge amount of wind that has to blow out that system. What's happening? What's the dynamic happening there, Paul?
The edge between those two systems, the warm tropical air to the southeast and the cold polar air to the northwest, the edge between them is a point that warm air has a lot of energy in it. It took a lot of energy to heat it up, took a lot of energy to evaporate the water to put it in there. When it hits the cold air, that energy has to be released. And that's released partly in the wind, but it's also released in the thunder showers that we often get or the heavy rains we get. Because that wet tropical air, when it gets cooled down, can't hold water anymore, and it just dumps on us. And at this time in the spring, that line between the two is shifting back and forth. At one point, when we get the warm days, the warm air is winning. When it turns cold, the cold air is winning, and it shifts that line between the two. And those are the fronts that move through. And that's the weather we get, those windy, stormy days.
And it is such an incredible burst of wind that you get blowing through.
Oh, yeah.
That, of course, it can also freak people out.
Well, yes. It freaks out the television newscasters and their storm alert team.
But I do notice it does not, in fact, freak out our esteemed naturalist.
No, our esteemed naturalist is out on the porch and watches it.
It's like a show.
It's wonderful. You know, just to feel that wind, and it's fresh, it's new air, it's in different air. It's marvelous to see the amount of power. Can you imagine what it takes? Just stand at a tree someday and try to shake a tree. I mean, it's not easy to do. And these trees are moving and shaking and dancing around. That's a lot of power.
Well, of course, you know, on the other side of the coin is sometimes you have these events, tornadoes, and
yes.
you do, and power outages. So there can be a great destructive force that comes blowing through as well.
Back in the 80s, we had a line, this cold northwest air and warm southern air came through and brought with it a whole series of tornadoes that were just devastating. I went up after that to Tionesta and looked at where one of the tornadoes came across and just started to think, how much energy would it take with chainsaws to take down all those trees? Take an enormous amount, and this happened in seconds. The amount of power is just incredible. It's all solar power, too.
Is there any difference, Paul, in the Laurel Highlands with the elevation and how the wind reacts to the landscape?
When the winds are coming across, as there's an upper layer that kind of holds them down to the ground, and as they come across Pennsylvania and hit the Laurel Highlands, of course, a higher elevation. So what you're doing is squeezing that air. And as you squeeze the air, it's like holding your thumb on a hose. And no longer is the water just running out in a calm stream, but it suddenly squirts out. That's the water speeding up because you're making it less of an area to move in. Same thing happens with the wind. It hits the Laurel Highlands. There's less area to move, and it speeds the whole thing up. And we get higher winds. Last night, we recorded a 25-mile-an-hour in Confluence, which is down in the valley. Imagine up on Laurel Ridge or Negro Mountain. It was much, much higher than that.
Well, thank you so much, our esteemed naturalist, Paul Wigman, in another letter from the Laurel Highlands talking about wind.
Wind.
Thank you, Paul.
Here. Thank you.